Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Tudor. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us. Garrett, are you there?
I'm here, Rob Tudor. Just consider me a book consumer slash customer of yours right now. It is Christmas morning. We've just run down the steps. Mom, Dad are sitting there in the pajamas waiting us to rip open your brand new book. Congratulations,
Thank you, Rob Tudor. Technically, it comes out tomorrow. So if you pre-ordered it, hopefully you will get it tomorrow or the next day. You will. Amazon is great with that. Thank you.
I like to rip open presents the day before.
I'm an author, Garrett. I can't believe I did it. You know what?
I'm so
proud of
you.
The message of this, even if you don't buy the book, it's fine. You can do it. People like me that came from my school in my industrial town in rundown Birmingham, they don't write books. And the reason they don't write books is nobody told them they could. You can do it. If you want to do anything, start. Don't think big. I never, ever thought it would be a book, but I started with just a couple of pages and then a couple of chapters. And then before you know it, Garrett, boom, I've got a book.
You know what? I'm more curious to know that if the palace gets wind that you have a book, they go to Google just to make sure that it's not about them.
Do you know, I used to work for Princess Michael of Kent. That's the lady who gives the trophies out at the tennis. So I do know a few royals. So
well, I know. I just want to see them shaking a little bit. Just like, oh, no. Oh, no, not another one.
It's not a tell-all, though. I should point that out and be really clear about this. This is about all the extraordinary celebrities I worked with. J-Lo, Diddy, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, and really what made them so special and how we can apply that to our lives. So it's really a self-help
book. And how you can become a billionaire.
How you can be at least a star in your own life. Thank you for all your support, everybody. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
Yes.
It is
tea time.
Does a second secret Kim Kardashian sex tape exist? This has exploded. Let me explain. Ray J's former manager, called Whack 100, that's a name, said on a podcast that he has part two of the Kim and the Ray J sex tape. Kim's attorney, Marty Singer, not to be messed with, said the following, quote, "The claim that there is an unreleased sex tape is unequivocally false. It is unfortunate that people make these statements to try and get their 15 minutes of fame." Ooh, he's not messing about. So Whack, hello, Mr. Whack, is it Whack, Mr. Whack, or is his first name Whack? I'm not sure.
I would just go Whack 100.
Okay, Whack 100 claims that the second sex tape he has is allegedly even more graphic, good grief, than the first one that was released at the launch of Kim's career. And in a bizarre twist, Whack 100 is offering to give the tape, the sex tape, to Kim's estranged husband, Kanye West, so that he can sell it. Mr. Whack said the following, quote, "I would never give it to anybody but Kanye. Oh, what a good guy he is. That's the mother of his children." And so he said he would gift it to Kanye because he is respectful.
What a bad guy, this Whack 100. Let me tell you something. If you're going to hold on. So him and Ray J, at one point they were friends, right? Now you're holding on to your friends or former friends' sex tape, you know, for years.
Yes.
Now, this is not like last week. This is years now. You've been holding on to it. And you got to think, at least, if he does have it, he's probably watched it, which is even creepier at the end of the day. And then why give it to Kanye? They're not married anymore. What's that going to do?
Well, we should make it very clear that the lawyer is saying the sex tape does not exist. I hit the phones. I know a lot of Kim's sources. They said that they don't believe the tape exists, and they had a really good reason. They said if it did exist, it would have been leaked by now. Somebody would have sold it for $1 million when Kim was at the peak of her fame. She's still very famous. And also, too. What if Kim's friends, it's so cheeky, they said if it did exist, Kris Jenner would have sold it. So I don't believe it exists.
I think at the end of the day, as long as Kris Jenner is not involved, we know it can't be that true. You know what I mean?
Kris would have released it to announce their new show on Hulu. Kris would have
Well, the show isn't officially out
don't
yet.
Say,
I mean,
maybe Kris is holding on to it to release it.
She knows what she's doing.
So this is our big poll question of the day. It's a good one. Kim Kardashian's lawyer is saying there is no second sex tape. Do you believe him? I think I do, but I don't want to influence the vote too much. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Romb or our Facebook page. You can leave a comment there, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Gareth Love, what are you working on?
All right, let's talk about another couple, too. So it is official. And, you know, Rob Schuter, I realized after, researching the story, you and I really aren't official as, you know, as a podcast team. But Adele and her boyfriend are officially Instagram official. You know what that means? What? They've posted a picture together on Instagram. And it just so happened to be at one of her boyfriend, who's a super agent to all the NBA superstars, Rich Paul. His client, Anthony Davis's wedding.
Oh.
And so that happened on Saturday in Los Angeles. Oh. And, Adele was there. She looks stunning. And by the way, if Adele shows up to a wedding, you automatically think she's
gotta
singing,
sing.
Right? You gotta
she's got to sing. She didn't
you
sing.
You got to think.
But come on, Adele. She did look stunning in a very handsome white off-the-shoulder dress. And he was in a velvet tuxedo. So when you post a picture on Instagram, you're a couple. Is that what we're saying, Kia? It's official.
Pretty much. And you know what? She didn't have to say much because the picture speaks a thousand words. So you don't have to really put, you know, hey, with my new boyfriend or hey, with my boo. She literally just took a heart emoji and put it there. And it kind of speaks for itself at the end of the day.
That's what we're going to do when we take a picture and become Instagram official. There's a rumor that I might be in your studio a little later on this week plugging my book. So if I am, we'll take our first picture together
Instagram official
with a heart
photo.
Emoji. Let me ask you the following, Garrett, because I'm not so cool on the Instagram. I'm on Instagram, but it's not something I focus on that much. Adele put the picture of her and the new boyfriend at the end of a gallery. So I don't flick through pictures on Instagram. I look at your first one.
Right.
And if you put up five pictures or three pictures, I'm probably only going to look at the first and then keep scrolling down. So she buried it at the end. Is that what people do?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you've worked for many of publications mm-hmm. that are all about getting you to click on a link and read a story or an article. So it's the same thing. Like, no one really wanted to see Anthony Davis's wedding. Like, you know, he's a very good basketball player. You know, maybe a LeBron James is in the photo. So she knew what she was doing by putting it as the last photo because you have to go through, you get to see the whole wedding.
I
so it's
see.
Kind of like she showed everything that she was doing, not just the thing, the money shot. That
the money shot. Hold on to the money shot. So you don't put that on the cover. You have
you
to look
tease.
Inside.
You
we'll have to tease ours, Garrett. So before we put the picture of the two of us, we'll do a picture of you, a picture of me, maybe a picture of a microphone.
and then slowly come together, just like Lady and the Tramp.
I know which one I want to be. Okay.
I'll order the spaghetti.
Tramp, tramp, tramp. I'm the lady. So there's going to be no reunion for the Real Housewives of New York. We broke this story first. There is drama with the Housewives of New York. The season has done really badly. It's one of the lowest rated season of all time. The season finale only drew about 800,000 viewers. Normally it gets 1.1 million, so it's a massive, massive drop. Bravo spokesperson put out the following statement, quote, due to the scheduling changes around taping of the reunion of the Real Housewives of New York in a timely manner, Bravo has confirmed that there won't be a reunion for this season. This is the first time in the franchise of the Housewives they have not done a reunion. My sources are telling me this is tricky because several ladies know they're not coming back. So Ramona and Luann and Sonia are not coming back. Normally they don't announce this till after the reunion because why would you go on the reunion, be humiliated, be called maybe even a racist, which they might be on this reunion. They don't want to do it. So I'm told it was Ramona Singer who said, if I'm not coming back, I'm not doing it. Why would I go out on that note? I'm just not taping it. So they kept changing the schedule back and forth and back and forth, and they can't get a date. Now, legally, they are obligated to do this special. But what are they going to do? Sue her? What do you think?
Right, exactly. But at the I look at it like this, too. Like, knowing the housewife mentality of getting your name out there and making a scene and flipping a table, like, you know you're not coming back. So it's almost like going into work that last day knowing you're quitting and just pretty much just telling the boss off,
I think that's really smart. And I asked actually a couple of ladies about that, and they said if the show was live, if it was Watch What Happened, they would definitely do it and they'd go in and flip a table and walk off. But this isn't. The reunions are taped over a whole day. They start early in the morning. They go late tonight.
That's a lot of mimosas.
It's a lot of booze, a lot of words. And if Andy doesn't like what you're saying, it's edited out. So all they're going to air are the moments where you look terrible. So it might actually be a smart thing here. The problem is, though, is once you upset Andy, once you break the rules, ask Jules Aaron, you will never, ever be invited back. Hayley Baldwin is shutting down rumors. What has she got to say?
So this is interesting. We've saw the video, you know, a couple months ago, Justin Bieber and Hayley in Vegas, and Justin was just coming off of a show, and a lot of fans, you know, in the casino part where Justin and Hayley were walking through. Justin looked very excited, and he was and it looked like he was screaming at Hayley. But the truth was that he was just amped up after a show, telling her how excited he was, and people took it for what they wanted, because that's what the internet is. They write their own narrative and said that, you know, Justin was being mean to Hayley and yelling at her, and that's the way he is. Well, Hayley sat down with Demi Lovato, and it's kind of interesting. So Demi has a show, but her manager is one and only Scooter Braun, who Hayley Bieber and Justin Bieber, their manager is Scooter Braun. So I wonder how Demi Lovato got that interview. But so this is what Hayley had to say about all the headlines about the way Justin treats her. She goes, "I am really lucky to say that I am with someone who is extremely respectful to me, who makes me feel special every single day. So when I see the opposite of that, I'm just like, Which is true, because you imagine after that, you know, Justin Bieber gets off of probably his first show in the last 2 years, and the headline is Justin Bieber yells at Hayley. Know, and that's the thing about, you know, celebrities. They know the truth as much as we want to, like, you know, dispute it from time to time. But something like that, you're like, how can I fight that? You can't. There's so many. And she continued on to say, there's so many narratives that float around me about him, about us together. You know, I mean, what was last week? The fact that Justin put his hand on Haley's stomach and that she could be pregnant. We don't know that. So, you know, it's so far from the truth. It's the complete utter opposite. So, and of course, all this stemming from, you know, the Vegas video footage that we just previously talked about. So it's kind of interesting to see her side of the story versus the internet side of the story versus what we want to absorb and treat it as.
Yeah, I love too that they did this in a safe space. I did know that, but I forgot it, that Demi Lovato's manager is also Justin Bieber's. But what's interesting about this to me is mostly celebrities ignore this. I mean, Jennifer Aniston's been pregnant 22 times on the different websites and magazines covers, but I think here it must have bothered them. It must have bothered Hayley, it must have bothered Justin. Well, and so they
I also
wanted
think
to
it's a younger narrative too. Like, you know, the Jennifer Aniston, she's a very, you know, she's been in the business long enough to know how to treat it. Justin Bieber, not to say he's relatively new, but he's younger. He's I think he's like in his mid-20s at the end of the day. So as opposed to going through every day having to deal with it, you know, and having your family affected and, you know, getting messages from friends, you know, like, hey, what's going on? Like, the best way to do it, and you as a publicist, you know, I'm sure you've said it, you know, get in front of it, or you know, just get it over with now and say your piece, or just sit back and not say anything at all.
If it bothers you, speak out. And if you don't care about what people say, don't have to say anything at all.
Yes.
Lady Gaga's dog walker is addressing that GoFundMe page. So he put up a GoFundMe page to raise about $40,000, and everybody was asking, why isn't Lady Gaga giving you the money? So he finally did an interview. His name is Ryan Fisher. I actually have mutual friends, and people tell me Ryan is a great guy. He did an interview with Gayle King, and she asked him about it, and he said, Lady Gaga, she helps me so much. She's been a friend of mine, and after I was attacked, my family was flown out. Gaga paid for that. I had trauma therapists flown to me. Gaga paid for that. I stayed at her house for months while friends comforted me and her security was around him. So he's arguing Gaga has already done so much, and he didn't want her to pay for his trip. He's going on like a meditational search for himself, which sounds like a good thing to do after such a trauma. But he said they're still on great terms and she's still a great friend and she has helped so much. I think this makes sense, actually. Like, should she pay now for the rest of his life? Everything he does now, does she have to pick up the bill for? No, I think she was there.
No,
I think she covered the medical stuff. He stayed at her house. She flew in his family. She put her security around him. I think they're sort of, I don't want to say even. That's not the right word I'm looking for here. But I get it. And now Ryan doesn't want her help either. He wants to go on and live his life. I think this is a big lot of nothing. What do you think?
Exactly. And it's weird, too, because at the end of the day, like, it wasn't like he was on payroll and this is like a job with benefit. Like, he was a dog walker at the end of the day, right? So Lady Gaga literally has dipped into her own pocket while, you know, on the other side of the world, pretty much filming. She was filming her movie at the time. And she did all this. She didn't have to.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like someone had to convince her. She did it willingly.
Yes.
And it, she did the right thing. And I understand where he's coming from. The way it comes across when we first read it, it seemed like he was doing something desperate. But at the end of the day, you can't go, hey, Lady Gaga, I need some money to go on a trip. She's done so much for
you. And then after that trip, can you pay for me some more money to go on another trip? No. He said she's very supportive of the journey he's on right now. And Ryan, you go and find your peace, my friend. We're going to go and take a quick break. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Oh, here we go. Poll time.
Thank you very much.
That
is not the fanfare, but I'll let it go. So Kanye West allegedly cheated with Kim Kardashian on an A-list singer. Do you think you know who the singer is? There's been lots of names batted out. Who's the A-list singer? Do you think you know who it is? I don't. Let's have a look. Oh, you agree. 78% said no. No idea. We don't know who this is. I agree.
Yeah.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for at nicest of the day.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about this couple like we've talked about them for the first time ever, okay?
Excited, yes.
Yes, Jen and Ben. I was about to say Bennifer. Jennifer and Ben are working for the next few months. Not on the relationship. Mm. They're actually working on films. So Ben is in Texas for a new movie, Hypnotic, while Jennifer Lopez will be filming The Mother, her first project that is part of a deal that she signed with Netflix.
Yeah.
Which means that's a lot of money. That's a lot of trips to Tiffany's for Ben Affleck right there. You know, they had, you know, it's funny too. They treated their relationship so far like kind of like one during a summer fling, even though they're still strong together. They had fun. They went on vacation. They went to Hamilton.
Great.
You know, and now it's back to work.
Back to work for them. Honeymoon, I want to say, I don't want to say it's over, but life, you know, gets in the way sometimes. We have to pay those bills, even J-Lo and Ben have jobs. When you meet somebody for the first time, even if you're not a movie star, it's lovely the first couple of weeks of dating, and then you have to figure out, is this going to work with reality? It's like when these people are on The Bachelor, Garrett. Everything's great when they're in the house and they don't have to have a job and they're lazing around the pool and getting paid to go on vacations. It's when reality hits and you leave The Bachelor Mansion, are you going to stay together?
Oh, it's like going to summer camp, Rob Shooter.
Yes.
Sleepaway camp all summer long.
You find that summer love.
And then the last day you realize that you live 5 hours away from each other.
I've got to write you a letter.
It's not going to
write you an email.
But you know what I'm thinking,
Rob Shooter?
You and I, you know, as a side hustle, should invest in a private jet company because I know of two superstars, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who are going to be using private jets a lot over the next few months.
This is going to be the test. This really is going to be the test, and it actually is a test that not only Hollywood couples fail, but real life ones do too. When reality kicks in and it is about to, can they stay together? I think they can, fingers crossed. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Uh-oh.
Kim Cattrall has reunited with the Sex and the City costume designer Patricia Field. So Patricia Field created all those fantastic looks for Carrie Bradshaw. However, get this, she's not working on the reboot of Sex and the City. Do you know who else is not on the reboot of Sex and the City? Kim Cattrall.
Tell me.
So the two of them, the little devils, got together in New York. They took a fabulous picture together, giggling, laughing.
We know what that picture was.
Yes, we know. We know what you two are up to. It's naughty, 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 naughty. Meanwhile, I can't wait for the reboot of Sex in the City, even though there's not four girls. Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, I can't wait. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Yes, here we go.
What exactly is the four-word answer, my new book? So we've been talking about it, but I realise I've never actually explained what the book is. Every successful person I've ever met could describe themselves in just a few words. It's the most important question you're ever going to be asked in your life. Who are you? Who are you? So entire marketing, branding, and even PR departments are created with one job: to figure out who their client is and then promote it. Only those of us that are comfortable enough in our own skin can answer the question, who are we? And only those that can answer the question will be successful. So with the four-word answer, we're going to discover together, who are you in just four words?
That was very good. You know what? I call that the great elevator pitch.
Thank you, Karen. I've been working on this book for a while, and so I think I've got it down. Who are you in four words? It's really truthful. Every one of my clients that was super successful, they could tell me who they are in just four words. You're going to be able to do that too.
So let me ask you, if I buy the audiobook, I will get you in my ear constantly, right? What if I just pay you straight and you read me the book live?
Garrett, I shall whisper it in your ear whenever
you... Okay, just let me know how much I owe you for the live.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And once again, thank you all for being so supportive. Today I am an author. I'm going to really enjoy the moment. It might never happen again. And I know the reason it's happening right now is because all of you bought the book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with